highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept a woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old. All the cards are on the table, with no ace left in the hole. Now I'm much too young to keep this damn old.
Before we get to our topic, let's clear up a few things. A, I just did an entire intro with my microphone off. B, I did not say that Republicans created H1N1. I said saying Democrats created the coronavirus to oust Trump in the election is not logical as saying Republicans created H1N1 to win midterm elections. That is what I said. The conspiracy theories aren't logical. That's why I think we need to stop talking about them. We need to stop having them all over social media, and we need to focus on defeating the virus. But that was the first hour. If you missed it, you can press the rewind button on the app. You can find it on demand. But I really wish we could just do away with the conspiracy theories and just focus on the virus and coming together as a country. But I've been saying that for a month, and apparently, according to the text board, I'm a millennial liberal. Which is interesting because I was a young Republican in high school. I campaigned for the president. I went to the inauguration. But apparently, because you disagree with me on one or two things, all of a sudden, I'm a millennial liberal. I'm the worst millennial liberal, if that's true. So what I want to talk about this hour is not that. I want to talk about people wearing masks and why we should or shouldn't wear masks. I mean, the easy question is, are you wearing a mask when you go out in public? In California now, if you're going out, it's mandated to wear a mask. You have to wear a mask when you go to the store and not. And a week ago, I would have said, what? That's silly. We got to wear a mask everywhere we go. Then I saw this video on the New York Post. And for everyone out there who is still upset with me about the first segment, the New York Post, not known to be extremely liberal. The New York Post has this video of how a cough travels. And now it is on my Facebook page. And it shows a person walking through an aisle of a supermarket, sneezing, and those germs traveling two aisles over. I watched that video. I'm starting to think maybe I should wear a mask. And you know what? The more I thought about it last night and this morning, it's not that difficult to just put a mask on, even if it's not for me. And I'm not saying that I always care about others, but even if it's not for me, if it makes others in the store comfortable, if it makes the employees of the store that have to go there and do their job comfortable, if it made my coworkers comfortable, if Tony said when I left today, Joe, Monday, could you please wear a mask? It would make me feel comfortable. I would do it for Tony. I would do it for the workers at the store. Even if I didn't feel it was necessary, if it made other people around me at this time feel comfortable, then yes, I'm right on board. It's just like yesterday, we had a guy call in and say that he goes shopping with his entire family. Okay, that's fine. But if to make people feel comfortable, he goes, and we don't wear masks or gloves. Okay, if you want the whole family to shop together, again, understand there will be some people in this time that are uncomfortable with you guys taking up that much of the aisle. But could you then at least wear a mask and gloves? Yeah, it might look silly. You might feel silly. But it could be what saves you from this virus. Or if you don't care about saving yourself from this virus, it could save others. Again, I'm not the number one person on thinking about others or others' feelings. Okay? But during this time, during the next few months, if just the littlest thing will make me feel better or make someone else feel better around me, I'll do it. I'll suck it up and do it. But that's our web poll at WBEN.com. You can also give us a call, 803-0930, star 930. The text board is open at 3930. Now, Melania Trump tweeted a photo of herself wearing a face mask. If you saw that, it's on her Twitter page. Trying to urge others when they go out in public to wear the mask. Again, maybe not as much to not catch the virus, but to not spread the virus. If you watch this video, the germs from this cough or this sneeze are jumping over two aisles. So a person who didn't even see you might be affected by that sneeze, according to this graph. Now, I'm not a medical professional, okay? Obviously, I am not a medical professional. However, if that's an accurate the depiction of what happens when you cough, okay, you know what? For the next few months, wear a mask. Also, in the news today, Pennsylvania has canceled the rest of their academic school year. Do you think New York State should follow? Right now, New York State has their schools closed until April 29th. Do you think New York State should follow? And, or do you think it should be a county by county call? I tend to think this should be a county by county call, but I'd like to know what you think at 803-0930, star 930. Texter says, don't go shopping with your entire family. No need. You're bringing more virus shredding. Yeah, exactly. I think the same thing, Texter, and I said this last night. However, if you're so bent on doing that, wear the gloves, wear the mask. Just try to do everything to make people around you feel comfortable. And you might be doing yourself a favor, too. You might be saving yourself. I don't know why there's so many rebels out there. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear gloves. Just do it. If it means we could get back to normal life in a month, don't you want to? Don't you want to? But I'd like to know from you, why do you or don't you wear a mask? And should the state close schools for the rest of the year? Should it be a county by county decision? 803-0930, star 930. Terry in Texas, please call. He said on the text board, I'm not calling today. This is your invitation, Terry. Give us a call. If you're on hold, we'll get to you after this. Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is the Friday show, talking face masks and schools. Now, a texter, 3930. As you can tell, I do like the text boards. Texter says, looks like we're going to disagree on everything today. That's okay, Texter. I'm glad you're still listening. I understand. No one agrees with someone else 100% of the time. I am glad that people out there who do disagree with me are still listening. So I'm glad this texter is still listening. Texter says, I'm sick of the government telling me what to do. I will not wear a mask. To that point, I don't think that New York State should mandate people wearing masks. Again, if a county wants to, that's fine. I don't think New York, with the way the state is situated, should say the entire state has to wear a mask. They can suggest it. They can strongly advise that you do. But New York State being the way it is, especially with upstate, I don't think it should be a statewide thing. New York City? Okay, I'm listening. But the texter, we don't completely disagree, by the way. So 803-0930, star 930. John in West Seneca has been very patient. John, good morning.
Good morning, Joel Beamer. I want to address the issue of closing schools.
Okay.
I think they should be closed for several different reasons, one of which is I believe what we're doing now by staying bunkered down, I think it's working. And I also think it's going to be a long time before this passes. I don't think kids are when they're going to go back to school, there's going to be much learning. I don't think there's a lot of learning going on now. They need their teachers. I think there's too much of a pressure being put on parents. Kids don't look to their parents as teachers. They look to them as parents. I think it's going to create unbelievable dynamics with children and their parents. I think when this is all said and done, I think mom and dad and the kids need to get away and enjoy family life together. Regarding the economics associated with closing the schools, you know, there's a lot of people, and I'm not going to be very popular when I say this, there's a lot of people making big dollars in the school districts in New York State, and they're going to have to suffer like so many of us. They need to be put, be furloughed, and stand in the unemployment lines. The districts are just not going to have the funds to run the schools like we have been running them over the past several years. When we come back to school later on down the road, the schools are going to have to rethink their curriculums. It's going to take a couple years to make the adjustments for what the kids have missed. I'm really concerned about those who are in high school. In particular, you're talking about academic subjects that you can't learn for the most part by sitting in front of a computer, and I don't think a lot of kids are really doing that.
Yeah, you know, it'd be interesting, John, to talk to a teacher. What kind of participation are they getting on these online classes, and is the curriculum sticking? Now, John, you've been on hold for 23 minutes. Did you have a comment on my last hour topic?
I certainly do.
Okay, John, I'll let you say what you have to say.
The conspiracy theory is just ludicrous. Over the years, there have been so many of these kinds of viruses, worldwide spreading of this, that are basically, most of them come from the same part of the world. And what we're being told is that it's because of the habits that people have developed, primarily in Southeast Asia, the Mekong Delta area. You know, I don't have to tell you, you're seeing all kinds of things being said and viewed on TV. I'm going back to something I heard about that took place in the 1970s. There was a real problem with supplying food for people in central China. And that's what people did back then. They went and they ate anything they could eat. And it's harder and harder to get them to stop with that horrible habit. You don't hear about these kinds of things taking place in our part of the world. I don't even know. I'm not sure about the Spanish flu, but in my lifetime, every one of these viruses, flus, whatever, seem to have started from that part of the world.
All right. So, John, you agree with me that it's not this conspiracy theory. It's just like every other virus.
Course.
All right, John. Thanks for the call. That is John in West Seneca. Thank you for the call. Also, thank you for adapting to the added topic and having a response for both. See, I like that. That's nice. 803-0930. Let's go over to Cheektowaga and talk to Tom. Tom, good morning.
Hello, Joe.
What do you got for us this morning, Tom?
I'm having my morning, Joe, here. I'm more on a mass thing. I mean, I'm 63, but I never had kids. But, you know, the schools are not my really call. If it's 50-50. It's up to the officials and all that to vote on it. But I'm more on the mask and gloves thing.
Okay.
I've been wearing gloves for 2 weeks now or whatever since this kicked in. And I have the cause to go to a medical lab a couple times a week. If you need to know why or want to, that's fine. I'm not sick or nothing, but I do donate, okay? But the general consensus out of that lab is the workers and everything is that wearing gloves spreads this thing more than just washing your hands and not wearing gloves.
Yeah, it's people taking the gloves off the wrong way, improperly, and like you said, actually putting more of the virus on them and spreading it even easier.
Yeah, so I'm just in the middle now. I don't know. I'm still wearing them, obviously, when I go out in public, but I've really been split on this ever since I heard about that. Now, as far as the masks, if that gets mandated, who's going to supply these masks? Things are hard to find now. Gloves, masks, sanitizer, everything. Who's going to be able to get masks anywhere? Who's going to supply them? How are we going to get them?
Yeah, you know, and Tom, that's a good point, because you look at California, the reason their response with masks were so good is they had a better stockpile than New York State. But here in New York State, we have a shortage of masks, tests. We have a shortage of almost everything. So it'd be difficult to mandate something that we can't easily get our hands on.
Yeah, that's just the main thing to me. But like I said, it's ever since I did with the lab where I go, oh, I donate plasma. You know, it's no, I've been on with Bowerly and I said that. But, you know, I donate plasma. I was doing that even before this happened. So I don't need any kudos for it. You know, I was doing it before this even happened. But I'm still, as long as I can get there, I'm still going. I get the senior van. I don't really own a vehicle. So that's it. I'll just.
Well Tom, Tom, you will always get kudos for that. And thank you for still going to it and doing it. And you have a great weekend, okay?
I will try if you do. Okay.
All right. That's Tom in Cheektowaga opening up a line for you at 803-0930-930. You know what? We only have a minute. So we will, if you're on hold, stay there. We will get to you after the news. Two simple questions. Are you wearing a mask? Well, a few more than two. Are you wearing a mask? Should it be mandated that if you go to a grocery store or out in public for that essential need, that you should wear that mask like California? And well, I think it's only LA. It might not be the entire state. I'll check that at the commercial. But like LA is doing with mandated masks, should it be mandated by the state? Also, Pennsylvania has closed their schools for the rest of the school year. Should New York follow, or should it be a county-by-county thing? Just like with the masks, I think schools should be a county-by-county thing. There are certain counties that before the school year is over might be okay. Now, again, if you're going to do that, that county might have to look into travel restrictions around the state. Again, something we can dig into further after the news. 803-0930, star 930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is active and open at 3930. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer with you back after this. Welcome back, halfway through the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I have to say, I said this to kick off the hour, very happy that, you know, a lot of people, I know people that usually agree with me, might disagree with something I said in the first hour. I'm glad you're still listening. I'm glad you're calling in. I'm glad you're lighting up the text board. It's good to have a disagreement every now and then, not only to a talk show you call into, but with friends and family. It's always nice to have a nice little disagreement and have a conversation over it. Now, by the way, it is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter Sunday. With everything going on, we can't go to church, right? Social distancing. But a lot of local churches are offering streaming church service. If your church is one of those, put it on the list at WBEN.com. It's on the top banner. You can submit the church link there. Make sure it is a working link before you submit it. Also, if you're looking for a local church service for you and the family to watch on Sunday while you're quarantined and still have your mass and still celebrate Easter the way you're used to celebrating Easter, there is a list of local streaming churches at WBEN.com. If the governor isn't speaking at 11, I will open the phone lines and the text board also up to that if you'd like to get some airtime for your local streaming service. All right, what we're talking about right now, masks in school. Should masks be mandated, and should the school season be canceled? Let's go right in order that these calls came in. We'll go to Buffalo and talk to Sandra. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you got for us this morning?
I do think the school should be closed for the school year. We've gone this far so far. Why pull back now? We've gone this far, and my grandson is doing his homework at home. You know, he's doing well. He's in band. He has band meetings online. He does his band practicing at home. So far, so good with him. I don't see any point in, you know, pulling back too soon.
Sandra, do you notice, you know, with Obviously, there's a lot of people that will be just fine with participation. But have you heard of other students that might not be participating as well as your grandson or having issues with the online teaching?
I could understand that, but I think the virus is, I think the students will be able to catch up. I really do. I think the virus is more important at this point in time.
Let me ask you, are you wearing a mask when you go out?
Absolutely. And to say that it doesn't protect you is, I mean, common sense. Like you said, somebody sneezes in the grocery store, it's going to protect you. Absolutely. And I think it's rude. And these grocery store workers, I know my daughter's a nurse. We talk a lot about the, you know, healthcare workers and how appreciative we are. I'm very appreciative of the grocery store workers that do not make a lot of money, you know, and they're out there working their butts off. And I think it's rude and inconsiderate to not wear a mask, you know, when we're, you know, being like checked out by a grocery store worker, putting them more at risk than they already are. A mask does prevent, you know, it does prevent you from getting it, and it does prevent you from passing it to other people. Because of the asymptomatic period, you don't know if you're sick. It's very, very contagious, you know. So, yes, and if we had enough masks, it should be mandatory. For the time being, because I mean, think about it. It is the most protective thing we can do at this point in time, you know, aside from washing our hands and all that. But a mask does, you know, protect you also, and it protects the grocery store worker, it protects the healthcare worker, it protects the pharmacy worker that are out there working, so millions of more people don't die. You know, it's not just the healthcare workers, which. You know, it's those people, too. I mean, you know, people couldn't get food and that. So, we should be considerate and appreciative and protect them also.
Exactly, Sandra. And by the way, if anyone's looking for a way to make a made-at-home mask that protects you and others, we have those links on our Facebook page, News Radio 930 WBEN. Sandra, thank you so much for the call. Have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That opens the line for you at 803-0930. You know what? Tony has to go to the bathroom. So we're going to take an early break. Hang on. We'll get to calls after this on WBEN. Governor Andrew Cuomo will be speaking at 11:30. Obviously, it will be carried live here on WBEN. So let's get through as many calls as we can. Starting out in Forestville with Neil. Neil, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What do you got for us this morning, Neil?
Well, I'm actually in agreement with the masks. I told some of my buddies, I was like, hey, it actually improves the way he looks.
Yeah, I guess that would work for me. Now, do you wear one going out, Neil?
I really haven't been going out much.
But okay, so you've been staying in.
Yeah, I have one in my vehicle. We did our shopping a couple weeks ago. We're getting low on a few things, but it's nothing that's a necessity and any reason to go out.
Now, yeah, for me, I mean, this weekend, everything will be gone after this weekend. So I've got to brave it getting back out there. Now, let me ask you, Neil, you wear the mask. Will you wear gloves when you go out?
No, I do not. I'm a chronic hand washer. I got kids diaper age, so I'm washing my hands on a constant basis.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. Now, what do you think about schools, Neil? Should they reopen or should the state close them?
They trying to reopen them would be foolish. I mean, you already got the kids at home. You already got them into a schedule and a routine with their parents. I think upsetting that would probably be foolish. What I would like to see, though, is a summer project. Get these kids cutting out masks. Teaching them right now is probably the best thing you can do. This is a teachable moment, is it not? Like, what jobs are you looking at? What jobs put you at risk? I think who would ever thought, you know, I'm waiting for the Bud Light commercial. Thank you, grocery shopper guy.
Oh, I forgot about those commercials. That's right. We should play that. I should get that queued up. All right, Neil. Well, stay safe and have a good weekend, okay?
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. That's Neil in Forestville. Those Bud Light commercials, those used to air on WGR all the time. Like every stop set was one of those commercials. Good times. Well, I know what I'm doing on YouTube this afternoon. Tony's going to find one now. Maybe after Ella's call, we will have exactly what we're talking about. Ella in West Seneca, always a pleasure to talk to you, Ella.
Thank you, sir.
How are you doing, Ella?
Doing the best I can with what I haven't got.
Well, that's good. That's good. Now, Ella, what do you think about everyone going out and wearing masks?
Well, I've been housebound for 20 years, so it don't bother me. But I would like to say that when I was growing up, and I've been around a little longer than you, 96 years, and we used to be taught what was called the golden rule.
Okay.
And basically that's you treat people the way you would like to be treated yourself. So to me, that makes a lot of sense. Use the golden rule and protect the people around you.
I agree with that, Ella.
And I would like to say one thing.
Okay.
I listened to WPN a long time, and I listened the day that a caller, a woman caller, called in berating David Bellavia. I thought that was just horrible.
I also agree, Ella. You know what? I want to say, when I screened that call, she did not mention that she was going to say something about David. I disagree. Now, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but what she said, in my opinion, was just false, 100% false. David is one of the greatest guys I've ever met, and I think on the radio, one of the most entertaining guys. Not that everyone here isn't entertaining, but I really enjoy David, and I was really discouraged by her words.
And Joe, I'd like to say one thing.
Okay.
I was watching the television on 9/11, and I thought some idiot was doing tricks until the second plane crash. And I remember George Bush's the look on his face. Here he just got elected, and look what happened. And never in my lifetime have I witnessed what our country's going through now. And I wish they'd quit the Trump bashing. Give them a chance.
Yeah, you know, Ella, I agree with that. Like I said, I wish we would stop talking conspiracies, but I also wish when we're talking about the president that, like you said, give him a chance. Because how many times am I going to hear Governor Cuomo say say one thing, and then when President Trump says it 3 hours later, for some reason, the way President Trump said it, the exact same thing, is criticized on CNN all night. It's unbelievable.
And could I say one more thing?
Of course, Ella. Always an open floor for you.
Okay. Now, to me, religion has become like shopping for cereal boxes. If I don't like this one, I'll taste that one. There is only one God, regardless of what your religion is. And we are so blessed to be in this country, but people don't realize it.
We are, Ella. We are. And, Ella, I hope you have a great Easter weekend. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Thank you for the good work you're doing.
Thank you, Ella. That's Ella in West Seneca opening up a line for you. Now, Neil mentioned one of my former favorite commercials, and Tony has found it in the archives.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes. Today we salute you, Mr. Golf Ball Washer Inventor.
Mr. Golf Ball Washer Inventor.
The time-honored game of golf is the sport of kings, and kings don't play with dirty balls.
Don't play dirty.
Because of you, we can give our balls a sudsy tumble at every tee. The result? Clean, shiny balls every time we whack 'em.
Flying high.
Drive after drive, putt after putt, hole after hole, our dimpled balls stay clubhouse clean.
Keep on driving.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Launderer on the links. You are in our thoughts every time we jiggle our balls.
Mr. Golf Ball Washer Inventor.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Not only does that remind people of the Bud Light commercials, but Tony also found one that is going to upset a lot of golfers because it reminds them of what was right around the corner. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go out to Buffalo and talk to Barb. Barb, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph. I just give you kudos. This whole station is wonderful.
Well, thank you, Barb. I agree.
Okay, now, about the masks.
Okay.
We're not wearing the N95 masks. We're wearing either paper masks or cloth mask.
Correct. The N95 should be saved for the medical professionals.
Right. But I think people are wearing the masks and not doing social distancing.
And you've got to practice both.
Yes. And most people that have the masks on are not doing that. These masks do not protect us against everything. They do protect us a little bit, but we still have to practice social distancing.
That is correct, Barbara. Very important PSA. Very important. The masks are great, but you should still keep that 6 feet distance from those who you are not quarantined with.
However, people are not doing that.
No, I know. It's sad to see. You know, it's gotten better at the supermarket, but you still have those people that want to just squeeze right by you in the aisle. And as Tony, Sandy, and I mentioned during the week, if you see some, especially during this, if you see someone in that aisle or you see it starting to bunch up, just go to the next one. You can work your way back. But we definitely need to remember that 6 feet distance.
Now, another thing is that the cloth masks, when you, at the end of the day, can be washed.
Yes.
So that when you put them on again, there's so much of this is asymptomatic. We don't know if we're carrying it.
Right, and we could be asymptomatic for 48 to 72 hours.
Correct.
Think of all the things you've done in the last 3 days.
Correct.
Yep. Barb, great points, Barb. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barb in Buffalo. Let's go to Kurt in Gasport. Kurt, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What do you got today, Kurt?
Well, what nobody's mentioned is the University of Buffalo.
Okay.
Now, why isn't that closed? They got 8,000 children normally in the dormitories. They're down to 1,500 now. Well, why don't they close it? You know why? Because the payment's coming out of my check next week.
Okay, so they're still charging?
Then I bet you they will close.
Okay, I didn't realize that people were still living on campus at UB.
Yeah, nobody does, because when that news report came out that they said they closed it, that was baloney.
So the classes are closed, but students are still allowed to be living on campus?
Yep.
Oh, that is that's news to me, Kurt.
Now, when you watch Cuomo on the TV, how come he's got a new haircut? Does he have his own butler, or what are these people? He said that they had a birthday party 2 weeks ago, but it was okay because they social distance. These people do whatever they want. These are the ruling class. They tell you what to do, but they don't do it.
Kurt, you know, it's funny you mentioned the haircut, because this morning off air, he was on Good Morning America. Thanks for the call, Kurt. He was on, the governor was on Good Morning America, and Brian and I both said to each other, looks like the governor's got himself a new haircut. Interesting. However, probably the best haircut Governor Andrew Cuomo has had. I almost thought he was Chris. I mean, that's how much younger he looked. 803-0930, star 930. Now, the governor is speaking at 11:30 with his new haircut. We'll take that live. So if you want to call on the masks, on schools, that's great. We are also going to open the lines to, do you have a streaming church service that you would like to get the word out there for Easter Sunday? Also, fish fries, Good Friday fish fries that are still open and offering takeout tonight. We will take those as well at 803-0930. You can text it in at 3930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. So we're talking masks. Are you wearing one? Are you not? Schools, should they close? Should it be a state or county decision? Also, streaming church service. Is your church offering that on Sunday? List it at WBEN.com. Call us at 803-0930 to get a plug. And Good Friday fish fries. Big one. Are you still open? Are you still offering that fish fry for takeout tonight? Get the word out there. People are going to be looking for their Good Friday fish fries. It's Joe Beamer. Usually still an hour left. We only have 30 minutes left. Get your calls in. If you're on hold, we will get to you after Randy Bushover gets you up to date here on WBEN.